Okay, so we're going to just mamish, not even get into the Maramakom, just to start the ABCs of the next sugya. The truth is, the next sugya is really just a continuation of the sugya. But the reason why I split it up is, first of all, it would have been a very long sugya otherwise. And second of all, it's really a different dimension of the sugya. The next sugya focuses on, yes, the case of Nasa Nuva Amrihi, but not the mechanics, the ins and outs of why it is or is no good, not the three or four Biurim that we spoke about in the past sugya, but Tachlis, what's the bottom line? So what do you do when you have this case of Suffolk Kedushin effect? According to the first Lashon of the Gemara, it wasn't a Suffolk. It was a Vada, Enig, Mekadesh, and move on. But according to the Ibai Seima, the second Lashon, so the Gemara blight by a Suffolk. Sveikihi, and the Gemara says those very, very disturbing words. Sveikihi v'chashinu midirabbanan. Of course, what's so disturbing about those words is that that's usually not our response. Sveikihi. Usually our response is Sveikihi, and this is their Isa, Kedushin is their Isa. In case you didn't figure out until now, Kedushin is their Isa. There should have been chashirim in deraisa, so it's almost a steer minei obey. Make up your mind: is it a suffix or is it just a derabon? What is it exactly? So that the kuda ultimately is what becomes the entire next sugya. So there's one very, very simple way out of this problem of the sveiki v'chashirim in derabon. It's mamish a steer galuyan terms sveiki v'chashirim in derabon. So what's the simplest approach to this topic? When you have an absolute two contradictory terms, steer glue from one line to the next. You take an eraser and erase one of those terms. Maybe those four words, taka, don't belong, sveiki v'chashirim midirabbanan. Maybe they're so contradictory that the taka can't be resolved. And maybe we're looking at something which is not reconcilable. So the riff, even though we're not doing the mem code, take a look at the riff. When he quotes this Gemara, so the Rif, towards the bottom of Aleph on the days of the Rif, he says, the top of days of the Aleph, and nothing huva amrahi, our case, what does the Rif say? Chashinon midirabonon. So there are two words that are missing in the riff. He didn't have those words, Sveikihi v'chashirim midirabbanan. The riff, he's just quoting the Gemara. And yet in his Gemara, it sounds like the two first words weren't there. There is no Sveikihi v'chashirim midirabbanan. It's just Chashinon midirabbanan. What does that lead us to believe? What are the words? If Lo Yitzu, the text of the Gemara, would have just been Chashinon midirabbanan, what conclusion would you have drawn? The what? If all you had with the words were Chashinon midirabbanan, what would you think the din deraisa is? Chashira means v'choshesh that she's mekudeshes. V'choshesh that she needs a get. Midirabbanan means if you'd ask about Shabbat, does this girl need a get? What's the answer? She doesn't need a get. Minatar, she doesn't need a get. So what does she need? Midirabbanan, she needs a get because it's just too close for comfort. If that's the girsa, if the two words sveiki v'chashira midirabbanan don't really, the first two words don't exist, and it's just Chashirim midirabbanan, so basically what the Gemara is saying in the second Lashon is that Midda Araisa, identical to the first Lashon. What did the first Lashon hold Midda Araisa? Lashon said, Nasanu Bamrihi, there's no get at all, right? So the first Lashon held, there's no get at all, it's not even a suffix, it's for sure no good, and you don't need to get non minatar nor midirabbanan, and the second Lashon only differed from the first Lashon in a very, very minuscule point. What? That whereas we agree to you in the first Lashon that Minatari, there's really no need to forget, because there's nothing, this condition is no good. It's lacking Dibur, lacking Bir, lacking Eidus Das, whatever you want to call it. It's just lacking Minatari. It's not a real latest Asafik anyway. But unlike you in the first Lashon who said, even Halach Lamaisa, we're going to let you get away with that get, we're going to be weary and we're going to make you give a get, albeit Midirabbanan. So it takes a lot of oomph out of the sugya, because it takes a lot of oomph out of the suffix. It's not a real suffix. It never was a suffix going to anybody. It's a gavalik upshot, a murdering upshot, of course, assuming that that was the gears. If the riff had that gears, you can't argue with the riff, but other rishab did not have the gears. Angamar, the gears that has come down to us in our standard text of the Gemara, like Rav Rishonim had, the two words, sveikihi v'chashirim midirabbanan, all four words were in one chulin together. So to go down the root of the riff is interesting, but again, it's only true as that gears is. So we have to, we could respect the Rif's Girsa, but we have to try to be Miyashiv the Gemara according to this more standard, you know, acceptable universal Girsa, just about the universal Girsa. Yes, all four words are there, but we have to try to make sense out of that.
It's possible that the Rif didn't even have that Girsa?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That the Rif,
I mean, had the same Girsa as us.
But he just thought it didn't mean it.
But yeah, he understood it differently.
He thought it was just kidding. The Gemara was just kidding. Didn't really mean Suffolk. He meant it's a make-believe Suffolk. Maybe. Maybe.
Because isn't the Ram, I think, the Ram doesn't say the Chashim and Darabon.
Right, the Ram had the opposite. The Ram seems to have just the Girsa Sveiki without the words of
the
Ram. Yeah, that's, you know, it's already a little harder to say. The Rif, the Rambam was a Talmud of his father, who was a Talmud of the Rimei Gash, was a Talmud of the Rif. It's possible. You know, there's still 70, 80 years between the two. You know, it's possible. It's possible. But again, if you go with either the Rif's Mamish Girsa or the Rif's understanding of Agamara, then the Kasha doesn't really get off the ground. But we're going to have to work assuming that there's a real, almost a real steamer here and figure out what's going on. Okay, so that's really, that's going to be the next route. That's going to be the next route. There are almost two different statements. The second statement is telling us what do you do when you have spekis. Right? That's the Talmud Rashi and the Ram. Okay, so we're going to hopefully be some Netzim tomorrow. We're going to pick up from that point. What are alternate ways, the more conventional way, within the text of those four words of the Gemara appearing, how can we possibly make sense out of this seeming contradiction in the Gemara? Netzim tomorrow. We'll get the Marmikonos tomorrow.